If you say it means chai mitzvah, b'hayama means that because you're doing mitzvah, that's where you get. I know that's all I'm hazer, so that's not tzchar altogether. Right? I mean, that's not tzchar in the next world either. So it's not b'hayama, it's not b'hayama, not b'hayama dosit. Right? So what's the pshat? So he thinks he remembers that the pshat we said was that there is a type of enjoyment in this world which is an enjoyment of life that doesn't take a person away from learning. So it's not the very intense hanos agur that takes a person away from the world of chokhmah. But it's just a casual, a certain kind of enjoyment of life, a level of enjoyment of life, which if the tzaddik would not have it, it wouldn't make any difference in his perfection. And if he does have it, it's simply a hanos, a peripheral hanos alamata. So that was the question. And that was the question that Chazal was asking. Schar mitzvah, is there schar mitzvah b'hayama? Is there such a thing? That insofar as the tzaddik needs olam hazeh in order to perfect himself, so that of course he has to have that's hashgacha, right? So and insofar as getting hanos olam hazeh in lieu because of hanos chachman, it's nonsense. There's nothing greater than hanos chachman, and the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Anyway. So what it means is that there is a certain kind of enjoyment of olam hazeh that a person can have. And the question is that a person that's a tzaddik, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu afford him that enjoyment? Why not? So as Gemara says, Chametz Olam Gayam Alekam. That's not, there is no Ashkacha like that for this type of enjoyment. Interesting, huh? Yeah. Interesting idea. What? Yes, it's a special hashgacha because he's a tzaddik that he should have the enjoyment of olam hazeh. What? That's schach. That's there. You can say schach.
I don't really affect him in terms of perfection.
That's right. So. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing. So the question is that left a chance, or is there hashgacha? Here's my question. It's more than intuition in the first part.
You're talking about that enjoyment which won't help him.
It's not referring to anything which is necessary for his perfection. For his perfection. In other words, not like for instance, he shouldn't be an ani. He shouldn't be, I mean, there's mostly removal of pain. It's not positive enjoyments. But pain is bad. So positive is bad and pain is bad. Because either one takes the person away from the level of chachma. So you can't say schar mitzvah b'hayama alekam means that God won't save him from pain. I mean, in order that he should achieve his perfection, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Because that's what that's necessary. So that definitely is, that's hashgacha. So you can't say it means that. You can't say it means a schar of olam hazeh, an enjoyment of olam hazeh, because as a schar for Torah, I mean, that doesn't make any sense altogether. That's not even a schar. I mean, that's on the contrary, it takes him away from Torah. So it can't be either one of those. But there is such a thing as an Anos Olam Hazeh.
Rashi says that when Yosef was
they look for the return. I mean, you know, they want a return on their investment and in Torah. They want something back. That is the belief that Olam Hazeh is good per se. That's an intrinsic good. That's a bad, that's an imperfection. That's an imperfection. And those people don't realize that, they don't understand that the life of Taiva is an illusion. It's in Taiva is an illusion. But there still is an enjoyment, in spite of that, it's a strange phenomenon. In spite of the fact that the Chacham realized that Taiva is an illusion, because he understands what it's based on, it's not really an enjoyment, it only appears to be an enjoyment. But nevertheless, there is still an Osho Muslim. That's a good dilemma. That's a good one. that what the world thinks is enjoyment is an illusion, is a complete illusion. And if you really understand the human mind, you'll see why it's completely false, no matter how much the person who's indulging tells you that he's happy. Socrates knows this a long time ago. That he said that never believe a guy who tells you that, because he doesn't know himself. He thinks himself. And therefore, people that say that are not consider them to be objective reality to determine whether the law is an illusion. They don't understand the law. They don't understand themselves. They think they're doing themselves, but they're not. So that's true. That what the average person who really doesn't understand the mind well cannot see through the illusion, and therefore it goes for every illusion that everybody else goes for. But the person who sees through it may not be fooled by that, and they have no desire. But nevertheless, there is Olamata. It's a different kind of a different kind of experience, but it's there. It's a different thing. It's a different kind of thing. Different kind of
thing.
I think Aristotle said it very well, that he said, because life is enjoyable, which means, I mean, David Melech said it even better, means that if a person would remove all the illusory pleasures and enjoyments, he would enjoy every breath. Means that there's a certain enjoyment, intrinsic enjoyment in life. You see? That's what, but most people can't get to that because the illusion draws them and they go off somewhere else. The energies are spent in frustration, which is not really an enjoyment. It only has one side of enjoyment, the other side of pain. And they try to focus on the enjoyment, but really the pain is greater actually. But the illusion is that they're trying to. But there is, if a person would remove himself from that world of illusion, the attraction to that illusion, then they would experience enjoyment of life. Because life is pleasure. Life is enjoyable. The person has to be able to get to that. He has to be able to see through the mirages. If he can't see through it, then he's drawn to it. Drawn to it like a magnet. That's the problem. But anyway, that's the answer to the real world. Why it is that the Chacham really does, in one sense, the Chacham despises Olamata, but in another sense, he enjoys it. He enjoys it very much. But it's two different things.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for waiting. We're ready. And I don't want to keep waiting any longer.
You don't have to thank me.
Why would we? Am I doing? Okay.
Not allowed to fool somebody. Like if you opened up a bottle of wine when it comes to you, not allowed to say I've been up here. But I think the Gemara says though that if you would have done it anyways, you're allowed to say, right? You know, you're not allowed to fool, not allowed to lie, but if you would have done it anyways, then you don't have to correct it. And he thinks that you did it, you would have done it anyways, you're not going to But if he thinks that you did it for him and you would have done it anyways, then you don't have to correct it.
But thank you. If
he thinks that you did it for him when you didn't, but you weren't going to do it anyways, then it's mother.
If you weren't going to
do it, you're going to be in his room. And you're making him feel embarrassed. There's not for no reason at all.
What?
It's a hard thing to do. It's a very hard thing to do. Yep. It's hard to do that. It's even by a good elephant. I would have heard Zion. Maybe you?
No.
Maybe you.
We didn't see it.
What?